Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Raneth.
11 years after my birth, I found myself homeless on the streets of Rat's Nest Alley. I survived by rummaging for food, working for very few coin when I could, and sheer determination not to succumb to the anger inside me caused by my own mother. It didn't help matters when most creatures were afraid of me at first glance, as they still are today. At 6'3" tall and semi-translucent bluish-gray skin and hair, I also have two eye-stalk tentacles extending out from the top of my head, so I can seem a little shocking at first. I do not know of any other otherlings in existence, though I feel they're out there somewhere. My deity is Philanthus, and my vow as a paladin is to promote and fight for goodness overall, not always by law, but always for righteousness.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob. I began life like any other gnome. Short, shorter than most, only 3'1", with curly red hair and misty blue eyes, often seen wearing yellow to represent my god Azuth. It felt as though I was born with a tool in one hand and some sort of metallic device in the other. As I grew, though, I realized that my fascination with tinkering went further than most of the gnomes that I grew up around. My desire to figure out what made things tick became rather time-consuming. Even though all the efforts to further myself in life as a tinkerer, I still found time to study my books, always picking up whatever books or scrolls that I could find in order to further my studies as a wizard. My venture had taken me so far as to bring me to the Azuth Wizard Tower in the Empire of Greer. I worked hard learning to balance my love of magic, alchemy, and tinkering, furthering my studies to become the wizard that I am today.
I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runedance. Piercing green eyes, tall and thin in stature, I have the build of a scholar through and through. However, I also appear as a contradiction, for I have sun-darkened skin and scars, suggesting a life other than one whose nose is buried in books. Should you ever see me uncovered, you'd see my torso emblazoned with runes. I will, with Azuth's power, be the destruction of the king whom is responsible for the death of my parents. I see the beauty of truth and seek out things which embody it, for the truth is the essence of all things and the path to power.
My name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
All right, is this thing on? Hey, where's my drink? Hold on. All right, let's see. My name? Nugget Ironbeard. I am a very attractive young dwarf, I think. Not really sure if I'm young, but who cares? Let's see, what is my profession? Well, I'm a cleric. Not entirely sure why. Didn't really get the memo. Let's see, what do I do for a job? Well, let's see, sailing? I know how to sail. I don't know where I learned how to sail, but I sail. And what else do I do? I drink. Well, I have to drink. See, unfortunately, if I don't drink enough, I get these nasty, nasty headaches. And then I get sober. And you don't want to see me sober.
Hello, I am Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gautreau. Standing at the lanky 6'2", pale, icy blue skin and a stern face accented with a white, long, thin, pointed mustache and framed by short, slicked back hair frozen in place. Not by choice, I am a scout of the Feywild seeking to restore my family. Guten Tag, I am Autumn Jean Gautreau. Hello, darling, I am Spring Jean Gautreau. Summer coming soon to the RD20 podcast. Stay tuned.